Thank you, Jonathan and Praise Team, for leading us tonight. We are so glad that you are here. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. We trust that this theology conference will be beneficial for you, edifying and strengthening in every way. I want to thank Greg Strand for his wonderful work in coordinating and planning this event. I have had the privilege of knowing Greg for several years. He was a father of students at my former institution, and had an opportunity to get to know him in that capacity before getting to know him in this one. He has been a wonderful encourager and a good guide. It is my introduction into the world of the Evangelical Free Church of America. Lanice and I are so thankful to God for the privilege to be serving here at Trinity, and it is our honor tonight to welcome you to this campus. For many of you, this is your, you've been back a dozen times or more since you graduated from this place, and you have a very long history with Trinity. For some of the rest of you that I've met this afternoon, this is your first time on campus, and we are delighted to have you. And we are going to work very hard. We said this last night to a wonderful group of leaders from the Free Church who joined us for dinner. We pledged to Bill Hamill and to the new president that all of us on the Trinity campus are going to work very hard to enhance and strengthen this partnership together, not just in spirit, but in strategy and finding ways to put feet on it that are good for you, the churches, good for the denomination, good for the extension of the mission, for the advancement of the gospel, and for this institution as well. We trust that God will indeed bless this effort, and he will smile upon it for the good of everyone involved and ultimately for his glory. So we are just so thankful that you're here. If you need any help or assistance, the Trinity people have name tags on. I hope you can find them. We'll try to point you in the right direction. Felix, who led us in our call to worship and opening prayer, has assembled a wonderful team of people to assist in that manner. And so you look for him or a member of that team, and we'll be very glad to try to help you. I also want to tell you about a recent appointment in a reorganization change on campus. Carl Johnson, many of you know, longtime member of the Trinity team, has moved into a position that will be called a special assistant to the president for church relations, particularly responsible for a relationship with the Free Church and with you. And if there are ways that we can serve you, assist you in any way, if you will contact Carl, he will find a way to connect the right person on the Trinity campus with you for the days ahead. So we are grateful to God for the long-term history, partnership of this place, but we're very excited about a bright future together. And we trust that you will pray for us, that you will send us students, that you will encourage people to reinvest in the work of Trinity for the days to come. Trinity College, Trinity Graduate School, even the law school in California, but particularly for Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, which is the heart and soul that connects with so many of you and has served as a place that has prepared you so well for your opportunities of ministry and service even today. Well, we had a veritable theological feast this afternoon. If you were with us to hear from Drs. Tom McCall and David Louie and Don Carson, you saw why I am so honored to serve in this place, to be with colleagues and faculty of that caliber who make a difference for the cause of Christ and the good of students each and every day. I have the privilege tonight to introduce the opening speaker of what is now the official conference. This afternoon was a pre-conference, but if that was a warm-up, I'm pretty excited about what's to come. So tonight, all day tomorrow, and then Friday morning as we focus together on the doctrine of Scripture. Tonight's speaker needs no introduction. He is well known throughout this community and the evangelical world across the country and around the globe. But I still want to take the privilege to say a word about him. I came to this role from serving an institution on the west side of Tennessee. On the east side of Tennessee, on Lookout Mountain, is another school that was a friend and competitor of ours, Covenant College. And after having served at Wheaton and then at Butler, Gordon Clark, the great philosopher, concluded his teaching career at Covenant College. And one day, this great story is told by everyone that I've ever known connected to Covenant College, Gordon Clark had the privilege to introduce his student on that campus. And he did so by going to his office on seven different trips, going to his office and coming back, going to the office and coming back, going to the office and coming back, and stacking the speaker's books on the podium. The speaker was Carl F. H. Henry. And he stacked 42 books on the podium that day. Well, I was thinking about doing that this afternoon as well, but it would take more than seven trips because there are 57 books with Don Carson's name on it, books about theology and prayer and worship and cultural engagement and a host of commentaries. Some you can tell what they're going to be about just because of the title. They invite you to come in. Some of those titles, you wonder, what was he thinking when he titled them that way? Exegetical fallacies and Paul and variegated gnomism. I mean, what in the world is that all about? He is a hymn writer, a poet, a woodworker, a hiker. In addition to being an outstanding teacher, preacher, author, leader in the evangelical world, he served at Trinity since 1978. He currently serves as president of the Gospel Coalition. His witness and ministry literally extends around the globe. If you could see his travel schedule, you would find it hard to believe what he does each and every day. Since coming to Trinity in the spring, there have been few people who have provided a greater sense of encouragement, guidance, prayer support, and friendship than Don Carson. I am honored and deeply delighted to call him friend and colleague, and he is our speaker for tonight. As Greg Strand comes to say a word, join me, please, in thanking Greg for his leadership of this conference and welcoming Don Carson as our speaker for the evening.